Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for joining me this weekend for another new edition of our video series. Today's video is titled, How Do I Get My Wife to Want Me? That's one of the most popular questions we get on all the applications we get every month for a consultation call. One of the leading questions is, how do I get my wife to want me? Or some variation thereof. How do I get her to touch me? How do I get her to initiate intimacy? How do I get her to let me touch her without moving away? How do I get my wife to stop looking at her phone all the time and pay attention to me? It's all the same stuff. The key word there that you might have heard is get her. How do I get her? Get her, which means cause her, or persuade her, or convince her. And I think you know where I'm going. If you've watched my stuff enough, you know that if you're trying to get a woman to do anything, if it's coming from a place of dissatisfaction or disappointment or urgency or frustration, impatience, if you have a molecule, a smidgen of that stuff in your body, when you are trying to get her to say yes to anything, she'll do exactly the opposite. And some guys will say, well, that just proves that men and women can't get along. This shouldn't be so hard, should it? We're married after all. She should want to do that. Or at least she should want to do that. Why do I have to be so good all the time? Why do I have to be so on? We talk about leadership a lot. And one of the places we talk about being a leader of energy is at the Confident Man Ranch Retreat we do twice a year. We have another one coming up October 8th that I'll tell you about in a sec. But it comes to mind this exercise we do at the ranch retreat where you're trying to get your horse to walk across this long wooden bridge. Not all horses are crazy about going with a perfect stranger over a long, clunky, loud wooden bridge. And for every guy at the retreat, they have their own horse. On the third day, they try to ask their horse to do something. It's kind of uncomfortable. It's kind of scary. It's kind of like, I don't know about this. I'm not sure if I trust you. I don't know what this thing is. It's a metaphor. This exercise is a metaphor for how to ask for anything. Now, instead of trying to get the horse to cross the bridge, we teach them how to ask, how to invite, how to have an energy of confidence, an energy of belief, an energy that you know that she can do it. You believe she can. You believe in her. You know about her strength. You know about her confidence. You know that she can do this. You believe that she can. Therefore, eventually she will believe she can. But in relationship, we usually start with, I don't think she will. I don't think she will. I'm going to try, but she never does. I don't think she will. Well, if you don't think she will, she won't. It's really that simple. It's liberating as hell when you finally figure out this place of patient, calm, confident energy to where you start projecting positive belief and positive intention and positive encouragement to everyone around you, especially your wife. So when you ask to do something, she doesn't sense it's coming from a place of trickery. You don't have a hidden agenda, a covert contract. You don't have some hidden, urgent, anxious, frustrated, disappointed need to get her to do something so you can feel better about you. Now, I'm looking you right in the eye. We all know that when we get frustrated, when we feel like we haven't had enough affection or attention or sex, that's when we start trying to persuade her to do it. We come from a place of a little bit of tension and disappointment and frustration. And when we invite anything or anybody to do something from that energy, they're going to do the opposite. They will resist. And so you shouldn't be surprised if you're getting a lot of no's or I don't think so's or maybes or, you know, we'll see's, all that stuff that we get when a woman just isn't sure that you know if what you want is coming from a place of grounded, secure love, as opposed to trying to solve your problem, of being disappointed, rejected, horny, right? Dissatisfied, disappointment, whatever. If you're trying to solve a problem and you're trying to get her to do something in order to solve your problem, you've already lost. You've already lost the game because she doesn't see you as a leader. She sees you as a problem solver, and you need to get her to do something to solve your problem. Again, the least sexy energy in the world. What we teach at the Confident Man Retreat is how to get over this mindset and develop a few new simple skills. This is really simple stuff, by the way. I know I make it sound simple. It is simple once you get it in your head that you don't need to get her to do anything. You need to know better about what her process is for saying yes, how to ask, how to look for a try that she's actually trying to say yes without continuing to pull on her to try to convince her to do something. Sometimes women will try to say yes, and you need to release the pressure. Knowing when to release pressure is one of the biggest things you'll learn at the Confident Man Retreat. Now, yeah, this is a sales pitch at the end of this video. We have 10 guys tops that come to this retreat twice a year. We have a big GQ article coming out later in the summer, and what we want to do is get our community guys, you who have been watching this stuff and you know us and trust us a little more than the rest of the world. We don't want this GQ article to go out and have a bunch of random people signing up. We want you there. I want you there because Tim Wade and I want you to join us at the campfire for a drink. We want to sit and listen to you tell your story. We want to connect with you. We want to ride a horse to the top of a mountain with you. It is one of the most unbelievable experiences and life-changing weekends you'll ever have. The dates are October 8th to 11th, 2023. You can go to the link down in the description box below this video and get the link to the information page. Tons of pictures, lots of information about what it's like. It is all inclusive. Once you get there, you don't have to spend a dime. You do have to get to Denver and get to the ranch, but that's all the only thing you have to worry about. The rest of the time, we'll take care of you. It's going to be amazing. I hope you can join us, brother, and thanks for tuning in today. Bye-bye.